Kendall at the hospital. I'm back. You know it, really back. Where this 900-pound dude is hanging out. Come on. And I mean hanging out. Don't you call me Pudgy Portly or South. Just tell me once again who's fat. He is planning to dance his way to 200 pounds.
Okay.
Alrighty. It measures on the Richter's scale. Down at the beach, I'm a lucky man. I'm the only one. Meanwhile, let's check the forecast. If I have one more. Down at the hospital.
Kind of goofy.
It's 68 right now, and they say numerous showers and thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Heavy downfall possible this afternoon. High of 84. And then Thursday, high 78 with more thunderstorms.
Yeah. In fact, you're talking about a front just stalling over us, and then a flood warning all the way through tomorrow at 4 with a possible major downpour through tomorrow. It's kind of ugly. It has a potential to be ugly.
Saturday, mostly cloudy, high 78. And then Sunday, Father's Day, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep, Father's Day sure is, yeah.
Sunny high of 77, so that's kind of nice. You know, I didn't see this sign. Mark just put up the sign of the night for me. Wait a minute. A championship is about to occur. Okay, you are.
Oh, boy. That's good. Because I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. Show me really fat. You know I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. You know it, really fat. You know I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. You know it, really you know. When I sit around the house, I really sit around the house. You know I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. Show me really fat. You know I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. You know it, really you know it. You know fat. You know it.
Good morning, it's Stuart Mike. We're on the radio at WRIF, and we're trying to reach the big dude, Larry Cooper. Yeah, he's a patient.
Yeah, we're trying to reach Larry Cooper.
Hello?
Hello? Yellow?
Hello?
Just a second.
Huh?
She said just a second.
Hey!
Hey! Talking on
the phone.
Urology.
Is Larry Cooper there?
Who?
Larry Cooper?
No, you have the wrong number.
Is this,
Yes, so this is the urology department.
Hmm. Supposed to be a Larry Cooper. Hey, Mark?
Is he a doctor?
This number for Larry Cooper? This
is hospital.
Oh. He's a patient there, I guess.
Oh, a doctor.
Do you know who his doctor is? Well, let's see.
Can you just look him up as a patient?
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because
why not?
Why not?
You can't check by patient? Nice system.
Well, that's absolutely ridiculous. That's the first time I've ever experienced that ever. Normally you call a hospital, they look
up
the patient.
Give me a doctor's name and I will be able to help you.
No, I don't have a doctor's name. That's why we're hoping you could look up by patient. No.
I mean, people have many doctors.
Yeah, what do you do when somebody's in a desperate scenario where they need to get a hold of a family member but they don't know the doctor's name?
Same thing. I'll ask you what's the doctor's name if they can.
Well, it's kind of silly to ask for a doctor's name when we tell you that we don't know his name.
I have never heard
strange
of
policy.
Anybody being a
just keep
file.
Asking for the doctor's name. Maybe they'll just make it up.
This is a big hospital. I don't know if he's here.
Well, you always look up a patient's name. I've never heard anything like this in my life.
I have a list of other patients here, and I don't see no Larry Cooper. So what else you want me to do?
Well, then why'd you tell us we had to look up a doctor if you looked up Larry Cooper?
I told you I don't see him here.
No, you didn't.
No, you
didn't tell us that. You said you had the doctor's name.
You know what? You're fired. You know, you're just fired.
Mike, you can't fire her.
You can't fire her.
I can't
fire you. You're not fired. You should be, but you're not.
Okay, I guess I overstepped my bounds.
No, I guess I didn't.
You fired her.
She's getting her stuff and going home.
Bye. Hopefully, she should be fired. We asked her, what do you do when people say, I don't know the doctor's name, but it's a serious situation, a family emergency or whatever. And she's like, I asked them who the doctor is. And it's like, well, that's pretty dumb. They've just told you they don't know who the doctor is, you idiot.
You complete
ass. Yeah, just keep asking who the doctor is until they somehow make one up that's the right name.
Oh, total ass.
You are fired. Should I call back and see if she still works there?
Well, I think she's getting her things and leaving. You can see if she's packed up and left her yet or not.
Let's call her and see if she's got a replacement yet.
Let's call her up and see if she's packing her stuff.
New toy. Firing people is the new rule.
Okay.
If it gets to that point, just fire
her. All right, if it ever gets to that point, okay.
Let him go.
I was just so disgusted, I didn't know what else to do.
Oh,
are you packing your stuff up yet?
Why don't you come and help me?
Well,
no, I have a lot of work to do.
You're fired. You're fired. You don't have any work to do. So just put your things in a box and you go. You've been fired. You're dismissed. Okay?
Can we call back and talk to your replacement?
Okay, I think now she knows what she's supposed to do. See, she's a terrible employee.
We'll call back in an hour. She won't be there.
No, she won't.
You know what's funny about firing people that you don't have any right to fire?
Yeah.
At McDonald's, we used to do a delivery thing, and we had an hourly man.
Delivery?
Hmm?
McDonald's did delivery?
Yeah, on Eastern Michigan's campus.
Wow. Oh, wow, I never knew about that.
Never heard of such a thing.
Hourly manager, really, really good manager, and he started not showing up for a week.
What?
And it's usually two no-call, no-shows, you know, you're kind of fired. So the guy's not showing up for a week, and my dad calls him up and goes, why haven't you been to work? He's like, he called my dad because he was pissed off. And my dad's like, well, you haven't been to work in a week. He's like, yeah, I just want to know why Sonny, the delivery guy, fired me. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, the delivery guy came in and just said, I'm fired. And he actually believed me. He's like, he's the delivery guy. He can't fire you. He had no idea that just some random guy couldn't
fire. The guy
fire
didn't have the authority to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
It works.
Some people
on
are
some
really
people
thick.
Yeah. Well, then I would fire him then for thinking he was fired by someone who had no business firing him. I'd say, you know what, you're so stupid,
you know,
you're fired
yes,
now.
Yes, absolutely. Who could tolerate a complete and total ass like that?
Well, that's great, Lisa. And I think we set a new standard for broadcasting.
We did.
The new ability to fire people who are in our midst.
It makes us very dangerous. It makes us very dangerous.
I think a lot of people are going to get trampled in the road to our maturity.
I'm afraid so. The unemployment benefits are just going to be...
Yeah, this could make the jobless numbers look a lot worse over the next few months for Bush.
Yeah, that's going to be good for Kerry, bad for Bush.
Well, no 900 man, but one less lazy employee.
That's right.
That's for sure.
That's right.
Who does she think she is?
I don't know.
That was the most ridiculous set.
That's right.
That was, you know, nice thinking on your feet, lady.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're working with a bad system, I mean, if the hospital isn't smart enough to have a decent system, then you ought to be smart enough to come up with your own.
Let's see. They say they don't know the doctor. Then ask them who the doctor is. That's what I do.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know who the doctor is, then ask them who the doctor is.
Yeah,
because maybe
right.
They know the second time I ask them.
No.
It's a family tragedy. Something horrible is going on. Someone in the family is under surgery on 9 different organs. They need to know what's going on.
Can you
they
imagine?
They don't know the doctor. Oh, it's obvious. Then I ask them who the doctor is.
Yeah. How do you like that? What a circle of
you
stupidity.
You dumbass. I just said it. No, it was.
I know it. What an endless circle of stupidity.
Then I ask them who the doctor is. And maybe they think of it, you know?
Nice. Nice. Nice.
Oh, you are
There's
so
no
fired.
Way.
That person is
oh,
so fired.
They are so terminated, it is pathetic. That desk is so clean and clear by now, it's incredible.
We may have to review that firing just to make sure it was justified, but I feel very confident.
Okay. Well, we can have our own review board. Okay. Yeah, we'll put it in front of our own review board.
We'll come back to that.
Okay.
101 WRAF.